Yesterday, Rangers minor league hitting coordinator Tyler Wolf was kind enough to take some time and sit down with us for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Let's get part two here on the Cacique pregame show. It's been a very offensive-minded minor league baseball season overall. Ball is really carrying. How does that change evaluation in terms of individual players and individual balls in play as well?
I don't know. I think we're still kind of trying to figure out what's going on. You know, whether is it the ball, is it pitching, is it, you know, home runs are kind of, it's not like they're up. They're just back to like 2022 rates, I believe. So it's hopefully from, you know, the hitting coach, hitting coordinator lens, it's that hitting is finally making a little bit of a comeback. How far ahead pitching was the last few years is kind of my hope and the way I see things. So it is a little bit harder to evaluate when you look back at last year versus this year, because it's like everybody kind of across baseball for the most part has gone up. So it's finding, you know, what kind of stats, what kind of stuff we actually need to look at in order to see where the progress has actually been for guys.
Dylan Dreiling is one of those guys who's had just a monster start to his Double-A career after, you know, a decent end to his high A season last year, but definitely much more production this year. What has stood out to you in terms of what he's done well in his first season here?
Just sticking with his plan all the time, you know, staying on fastballs. Didn't have a great year offensively against fastballs, especially righty fastballs last year, and has just kind of flipped that this year and is staying on those a lot better and giving himself a chance than against everything else, because if you're late to the heater, it's harder to hit other stuff usually.
He's really good with runners in scoring position this year. He's hitting .412 this season with runners in scoring position. That's second in the Texas League. He says he doesn't change his approach, but as a hitting coach, when you see numbers like that in those kind of situations, what comes to mind for you?
Probably just him sticking to his game plan, kind of what I just talked about, because I didn't realize it was that good when in that those kind of situations. So to me, it's just him being the same hitter all the time, you know, whether he's coming up in the first inning with nobody on or whether he's coming up with guys in scoring position. So just sticking with his plan, not letting the pitcher get him off of his own.
I'm joined by Tyler Wolf. Now, new position for you this year as a hitting coordinator. How are you enjoying this new role?
It's good. It's definitely different. You know, you miss being in the dugout. Luckily, I still get to be everywhere I go, but you come in early on, you almost feel like an outsider a little bit, and you kind of got to find your pockets to, you know, make adjustments or make an impact, rather than being able to be the one that's, you know, guiding the environment and all that every day. But it's definitely a really good outlook for me just to see things from a whole new lens. And, you know, let's say I'm only coming in for 2 or 3 days. It's like, all right, how can I make, in those 2 or 3 days, make an impact on this particular player rather than having, you know, the course of a season to do that.
You mentioned communication earlier with Jason Hart, hitting coach. What is that communication like across all levels for you this year, and how have you kind of found out a good way to go about that?
I think the biggest thing is just making sure that, you know, the coaches have everything they need for the players to support them. Like, my job is to support the coaches to make sure they have everything they need. So that's probably the biggest piece right there. Making sure they're prepared, because if they're prepared, the players are going to feel it. So outside of that, it's just adding any value in order to that. Ideally taking a little less work off their plates if I can, to make sure everything's as simple as possible and as easy as possible so that they can have, you know, as much time to spend diving into these guys, getting to know them and helping them progress in their careers.
All right, that's Tyler Wolf, Rangers hitting coordinator at the minor league level. Wolfie, great to see you, and thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here for one more week.
We'll be right back.